Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hope you guys all had a fantastic weekend. We got a lot to talk about. So, first thing this morning, we found out that SCOTUS, the Supreme Court, ruled unanimously. All the justices agreed that Colorado in particular, or any state for that matter, had the power to reject somebody being on the ballot, such as Trump. They didn't go into whether Trump caused insurrection or not, but they went really thoroughly into the 14th Amendment, Section 3, and what powers the states have. And so I'm not surprised, but this is a good move, not only for Republicans, but for Democrats. This actually probably saved the Democratic Party. What happened today with SCOTUS. And I've, you know, speak to a lot of Republicans and Democrats, and everybody's mixed on, you know, whether they want Trump or not. But as the American people and as our Constitution, we all want the ability to have a choice. And so this was one of the first times where there was actively a movement to restrict America's choice. If Americans don't want Trump, they're not going to vote him in. If Americans want Trump, they're going to vote him in. But to not let Americans get to check the box, now that, you know, all the justices, liberal, conservative, they said that can't happen. Colorado did not have that power. It really was an issue between the state's powers versus federal. So all nine justices did rule in favor of Trump. They did kind of debate on what Article 3 or Section 3 of the 14th Amendment meant. As I said, they didn't go into whether there was insurrection or not. But the court wrote, we conclude that states may disqualify persons holding or attempting to hold state office, but they don't have the power as it pertains to federal office. I think it was Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson who even said, so one state could then choose the president. You know, states have rights and we want to secure states' rights, but you start to limit and you stifle a vote of a state. This isn't about helping Trump. It's about Coloradans. It's about Illinoisans, Illinois people, Illinoisans. It's about allowing people to have a choice. And they actually kind of go into how this could be a mess. One thing I'm thinking is some people might then, you know, try to, I guess, vote in other states. And, you can't keep, especially when you're a free country. I mean, if this is a fascist regime, that's a whole other issue. But if this is a free country and America wants to vote for somebody, now RFK Jr. Now, if they want to vote for RFK Jr., if they want to vote for Biden, let them. That's what our men and women in the military is trying to protect our right to do. This is what we've elected officials to do. When you look at the quote-unquote dissension by the liberal justices, which really isn't much of a dissension, this was from Justice Sotomayor, Justice Kagan, and Justice Jackson. They did concur with the judgment. But in closing, what they said is Section 3 serves an important, though rarely needed, role in our democracy. The American people have the power to vote for and elect candidates for national office, and that is a great and glorious thing. The men who drafted and ratified the 14th Amendment, however, had witnessed an insurrection and rebellion to defend slavery. They wanted to ensure that those who participated in that insurrection and in possible future insurrections could not return to prominent roles. They said today the majority goes beyond the necessities of the case to limit how Section 3 can bar an outbreaking insurrectionist from becoming president. Although they agree that Colorado cannot enforce Section 3, they protest the majority's effort to use this case to define the limits of federal government of that provision. They said, because we would decide only the issue before us, we concur only in the judgment. So they're still leaving room for them being able to disagree with some of the conservative justices. But this is a win for Democrats and Republicans alike. Number one is you start to open up and have legal manipulation of who gets to be on the ballot. It can always turn around and hurt you. Thinking that, well, it's just because it's against the other side, you need to have rules. Just watching football, sometimes you're like, oh, okay, thank God, you know, I might not have needed it two seasons ago, but we definitely need that rule now. So anytime you start to limit the voice of the American people and allow a state to start manipulating who could be on the ballot, and misinterpreting the Constitution, that could hurt anybody. So, one, that definitely protects Democrats' rights in terms of running for office. Number two, there has been a constant cry that the Supreme Court is very, very biased and that they will go against all their teachings, all their constitutional learning, all their decades of studying law, just to go with the narrative and protect a candidate. And they showed no. They showed that integrity. Everybody on the Supreme Court said, look, you know, this is what the Constitution was. So they actually passed the Constitution test. So it showed they did have competency when it came to the Constitution, and they weren't going to play favorites when it came to, now, do they always vote conservative or liberal, or do they have other sorts of biases with other laws? Yes, they do, which I think needs to stop. But at least with this one, even constitutional scholars say they got it right. Number three is nothing hurts a political party more than not an actual win, an honest win. And so if the Democrats want to show that Biden is the better candidate than Trump, then let Biden beat him. It actually is embarrassing if they have to win by holding somebody back or preventing them to be, you know, preventing them being on the ballot. So, you know, the best argument for Democrats to say that their platform works is let Biden run against Trump. Yeah, but if Biden wins, which I really don't think is going to happen, but if he does, and Trump's not on the ballot, you have now election interference. And cries for that. And you need to protect the sanctity of our republic, our democracy. And so this is a good move for everybody. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So you've noticed my nose is running. Man, I tell you, allergy season is here. Allergy season's here, and it is not fun. It's not pretty. I have been sneezing and coughing and eye itching and hacking. I hate allergy season. It stinks because the spring, I live in Southern Nevada, and the spring is one of the most amazing seasons. And it's my least favorite season. The spring used to be the start of the new year. The year used to start in March, and then we talked about how, you know, the other calendars of Julius Caesar and Pope Gregory ended up, or King Gregory ended up adding extra months, but this is supposed to be the start of the year. We're all supposed to be having fun. I'm miserable. I am miserable from March to May. 3 months. And allergy season seems to get worse every year. You would think you'd get a little bit desensitized. You know, where your body gets a little used to it and it, no. It just gets worse. Either the plant life, either we get more plant life around us, or there's more pollen, or depending on the weather changes. So for those of you who are miserable, yes. It's just some of us may actually have a cold. Some of us may have COVID. So we're going to talk about that. Now, every year, the Asthma and Allergy Foundation publishes a list of the hardest hit cities. So for those of you thinking about moving because you could do remote work or you hate the allergies you have, you might want to double check their list. Last year's list, they don't have the updated 2024 list. Last year's list said Wichita, Kansas was one of the worst. Dallas, Texas was one of the most challenging. Came in number two. Scranton, Pennsylvania. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Tulsa, Oklahoma. For the least amount of allergies. Sarasota, Florida. Cape Coral, Florida. Orlando, Florida. Des Moines, Iowa. And Greenville, South Carolina. But the least challenging places, some that actually did pretty well. Buffalo, New York. Very, actually, you know what? I'm sorry. See? Hold on. I got to sneeze. Are you kidding me? Oh, sorry. Oh, my allergies. There we go. All right. God, these allergies stink. I am so sorry. Oh, my God. Scratch what I just said. The most challenging places to live with seasonal allergies, meaning the worst allergies. See what allergies do? They screw up the show. Wichita, Kansas is worse. Dallas, bad. Scranton, Pennsylvania, bad. Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Sarasota, Cape Coral, Orlando, Des Moines, and Greenville. The least challenging places, so some of the fewest allergies, based on last year's results, Salt Lake City, Columbus, Ohio, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Detroit, Michigan, D.C., Akron, Ohio, Austin, Texas, Cleveland, Ohio, Seattle, Washington, and Buffalo, New York. Well, I think Buffalo might still be under snow, so I don't know if they have a lot of allergies when you got snow, but good for them. So, you know, the allergy season for most of us starts in March, but actually, depending on, I think your tree pollen can start as early as January, then you have your grass pollens, then you have your flower pollens and the weed pollens. The funny thing is the weeds are more notorious in the fall, so your ragweed and other, many of my asthmatic patients really struggle in the fall because of the weeds. So, and also probably smoking weed. A lot of people are allergic to that as well. So why do we have allergies? So, you know, you could be allergic to anything. It's any foreign particulate that comes into your body that your body wants to fight. So if your body doesn't like the pollen or the dust or the cat dander or the mother-in-law, you'll start sneezing and you'll try to spew it out. You might cough. Your eyes are going to water. It's a body's defense mechanism to get it out of your body. That's why your nose runs so much. It's a flow. The IgE antibodies find the allergen, which is the intruder, activates mast cells in the tissue, basophils in the blood. When these cells get activated, it incites a whole cascade of an allergic response that includes your histamines, your leukotrienes, your cytokines, because your body's trying to wall it off, package it, spew it out, and do what it can. So your symptoms of allergies are the itchy eyes, the watery eyes, the runny nose, the cough. Sometimes you might wheeze. Your body might be so protective that it doesn't want you to breathe the stuff in without realizing you still need to breathe. You could have itchy skin. You could have hives. You could have headache. You could get rashes, fatigue, obviously congestion. So patients will call up and they'll be like, well, do I have COVID? Do I have a cold? Do I have allergies? So a big difference is, even though I get a little achy with allergies, if you get body aches and chills, fever, that's more viral or bacterial. That's more of a infection. If your eyes aren't running clear, but it's thick and goopy, like viral conjunctivitis or bacterial conjunctivitis. So thicker mucus could be more of a cold or infection. In terms of your nose, same thing. My nose will run clear with allergies. But once it starts to thicken and turn yellow, or green, you might have a virus, you might have a bacteria. You could still have yellow or green mucus with viruses. It doesn't always mean you have to go on antibiotics. So you rarely should get a fever. You rarely should get body aches. In terms of sore throat, when you have really, really bad sore throat, that's usually more of an infection. But if your throat is scratchy, like you kind of need to clear it, that could be more with allergies. Another thing, too, is allergies are more cyclical. So with like a cold or virus or infection, even though COVID morphs, you know, you will start getting worse and then you'll start getting better. With allergies, I can take a Claritin and be fine, and then all of a sudden, whoop, the next day again. I go outside to get to my car and all of a sudden the allergies, you know, hit me. So there could be some predictability, and it could also come back. I mean, if you're getting these symptoms all throughout the spring, most likely it's allergies as opposed to you having an infection. When you sneeze, does it hurt? Usually with allergies, yeah, your nose might get raw, but you don't necessarily have that pain with sneezing like you do with sinus infection. So that's another sign, too. And I know sometimes it's tricky. Can allergies cause you to have a sinus infection? Technically, if we really look at the pathophysiology, your allergies shouldn't necessarily all of a sudden create a virus or a bacteria that now causes you to be sick. However, can it weaken your immune system? Can you have so much inflammation that now you start to get an itis or a sinusitis that can now start to have symptoms of a sinus infection? Yes, you can. So when somebody says my allergies give me a sinus infection, even though they might not be wording it correctly, I've seen it happen. And many people have their first sinus infection of the year. Does it mean it's bacteria? No. Could be viral. It could be more allergies inducing the inflammation, but it could happen. And so what are some of the worst offenders in terms of allergies? Ragweed, mountain cedar, ryegrass, maple, elm, mulberry, pecan pie, oak, pigweed, tumbleweed, Arizona cypress. Olive trees get me. When there's olive trees, I can't breathe. Alder, ash, beech, birch, box elder, cedar, cottonwood, date, palm, elm, mulberry. Check your backyards or check your you know, landscape around your home. Hickory, juniper, mulberry, oak, pecan, phoenix palm, red maple, silver maple, sycamore, walnut, and willow. Grass pollens, your Bermuda grass, your Johnson grass, your Kentucky bluegrass, orchard grass, rye grass, sweet vernal grass, and Timothy grass. Now, flowers could bug you. Your pigweed, your chamomile, your chrysanthemums, your daisies, goldenrod, sunflowers. Sunflowers can make you very allergic. Dahlias, not too bad. You might want to plant some dahlias. They might be annoying, but not allergy-causing. So how do you prevent allergies? Well, one, be aware of your local pollen counts and weather counts. Try to avoid the outside if you can. If you do go outside, wash the hair, clean the shoes, maybe have like a little mud area, we call the mud rooms, where you'll take off your jacket, take off your shoes, whatever has pollen so you don't track it into the house. Get a HEPA filter. Make sure you're cleaning the house and vacuuming. Be careful with opening your doors. I want fresh air. The weather's getting nice. I want to get fresh air. Unfortunately, if you're prone to allergies, the pollen could come in. Close your windows of your car. I know you want to air out the car because, you know, you were tooting on the way home. Thing is if you leave those windows open, the pollen comes into the car. So you got to check that. Recirculate the air in your car if you're driving to work and you know you're going to get hit with allergies. Talk to your medical provider now about if you need preventative medication. For those of you with asthma, COPD, chronic allergies, you might need to start some of your antihistamines or your nasal corticosteroids or your leukotriene inhibitors. You might need to start some of those early. Sunglasses help, hats, even a mask if you need to. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
News update. Republicans want President Biden to reinstate Trump-era border security policy. At least that's how Florida GOP Senator Marco Rubio put it on Fox News Sunday.
Had he done so, I would have voted for the funding for Ukraine and all the other things because I supported Ukraine funding. But we have to prioritize this American crisis that we have in our hands.
Illegal immigration remains a top issue for American voters. Biden, the White House, and lawmakers from both parties have pitched legislative solutions at the hardline House GOP caucus, but Speaker Mike Johnson and that wing refused to move off the demand for a return of Trump-era border policy. Former President Trump is back on the primary ballot in Illinois, thanks to an appeal filed last week. It comes in the wake of an Illinois circuit judge's earlier ruling to exclude Trump from that state's primary ballot under the Civil War-era 14th Amendment insurrection ban on U.S. political candidates. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, our producer. All right. So we have had, time and time again, people say that our obesity issue is crushing. It's crushing for national security. It's crushing in terms of global warming. Yeah, they're blaming our butts on global warming. It's crushing in terms of our land and the heaviness of things, right? Hurting our fuel costs on airlines, and that the numbers continue to rise and continue to rise. And they now say that one in every eight people globally qualifies as obese. This is a study published in The Lancet on February 29th. As of 2022, more than 1 billion people, because we have about 8 billion people on Earth, 1 billion people, 43% of adults, are obese. That's according to researchers from the NCD Risk Factor Collaboration. The number of obese adults have more than doubled since 1990. Now, in the 90s, it was all about being super, super skinny, like Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox skinny. And there was this big push that, all right, that's not the healthiest, people have to starve. And there was a kind of a rejection of that. But we also have had a complete turnaround on what we've done to actually maintain our weight. And now children, 5 and 19, between 5 and 19 years old, the obesity rate has quadrupled, according to the World Health Organization. They looked at data from 3,600 population-based studies. 3,600 studies with 222 million participants looking at BMIs for adults, children, and teens. Data was collected between 1990 and 2022 across 200 countries and territories. And, Oh, I thought I was going to sneeze. Oh, my God, these sneezes. Out of the 200 countries, the U.S. did not rank the highest for obesity, by the way. But it did rank 36, so that's still high. So a lot of us are not ideal weight. Yours truly. I was skinny. You know what? I've never been skinny, skinny. I mean, I have size 10 feet. You know, and I got German and Austrian background, Mediterranean background. So we're not the most petite in my family. But I was skinny. I lost the baby weight. I've been able to keep my weight down. And then everything changed when I started to get hot flashes in my 30s, my late 30s. Made absolutely no sense to me. And I was the skinniest woman in my family. All the women in my family were big. And I'm like, well, it's because I run. It's because I watch what I eat. It's because, and then it didn't matter. So genes are a big part of it, too. You know, many individuals who used to have medical conditions that would affect their weight as well as fertility, like low thyroid, like PCOS, etc. Now we have many fertility treatments and fertility options to help women get pregnant who may have endocrinological conditions that can't get pregnant. Well, then the gene can still persist. And I want there to be help. I've, you know, had women in my family that struggled with fertility. I was very fortunate to have two kids on my own. But, you know, when you have a gene and there's a gene in the family, that's getting propagated. So evolutionary-wise, we start to address and we start to kind of evaluate what could be going on differently. And then, of course, our food choices. I might order a chicken sandwich to try to be healthy, a non-fried chicken breast sandwich at a restaurant. That sucker has butter on it. There's sugar in the bun. There's salt. We're eating food that is full of preservatives that slow down our metabolism. You used to have to. My mom, when she was growing up, they had chickens. So grandpa would grab the chicken, cut it off at its head. Mom, as a kid, would be freaked out seeing the chicken still run around. And then grandma would cook up that chicken. And it was a rare treat because they didn't have a lot of chickens, so they could only do it, you know, sometime. But they would eat the eggs. They would grow some of their own food. Now we're not doing farm fresh. We're eating whatever we can on the way. I had pizza. I hadn't had pizza in a long time, but I had pizza last week. I only ate one slice, but then I had another slice the next day. That was my meal. How nutritious is a slice of pizza? Now, I remember in the 80s, we used to say a pizza with everything on it had all four food groups, but now I had a cheese pizza. That wasn't that healthy. So we're not eating the healthiest. We're not only, getting the freshest vegetables. We might be eating some creamed spinach served at a restaurant, but how healthy is that? And then, of course, our physical activity. I didn't have a car. It took me a long time to afford my own car. When I did, it had no air conditioning. It was a little, I think it was an 85 Chevy Chevette. And so I needed it in terms of safety to get places, but I walked everywhere before that. And then when I would see patients, when I would see 60 patients in a shift in the ER or urgent care, man, I was sweating, running back and forth. Well, actually, I didn't work up a sweat because my body was used to it. But now what are we doing? Well, we're working from home. We're on a computer. We sit at a desk. You don't have to go down to the third floor or go up to the eighth floor to talk to somebody. You could just call them. You could message them. You don't ever have to move. Well, we need to. And we're just looking at it all wrong. And then with the kids, it's absolutely ridiculous what we do. PE 3 days a week, and most of these kids are sitting out once their dodgeball or whatever knocks them out of the sport. We need to be exercising every flipping day. Every day. So what do? Well, one is try to get more fresh food and avoid the fake food. Avoid the processed foods. Avoid, you know, the junk that we put into our body. You know, if you could wash off some lettuce or wash off some spinach, try to eat that as a meal. Get some whole grains, get some lean fish. You could be doing wonders for your weight. Drink more water. We're not drinking a lot of water. We're drinking club soda. We're drinking soda. We're drinking energy drinks. Drink more water. Get more water in you. Avoid plastic. Plastic is making us fat. These hormones, I think. There was, we did a little staycation at the Tropicana. It's a hotel that's going to be closing soon in Las Vegas, and it's dear to my heart. And it was nice because they put us up in a suite, and they had Voss water there. Well, the Voss water used to taste incredible because it was in glass. Now the water is in plastic. I appreciated that they did that, but I've noticed Voss changed their packaging to plastic. Doesn't taste the same. So try to avoid plastic. And then, yes, there are medications you could try. We got Ozempic and Wegovy, Mounjaro Zepbound. These are medications that could help, but keep in mind there are shortages. They're very expensive. And if you stop the medication, you could gain the weight back. Weight Watchers, their stock dropped. I'm investing in Weight Watchers because I think a lot of individuals, when they cannot maintain the cost or the side effects or have access to these weight loss drugs and start gaining the weight back, they're going to try and find other ways to manage their eating. So even though Weight Watchers stock had dropped pretty precipitously after Oprah Winfrey left, to me, I bought some because I'm like, I think people are going to go back to it. I think GLP-1 agonist medications are fantastic in terms of what they could do for diabetics and what we're seeing in terms of weight loss. But you not eating is not a obesity plan. You still have to eat. And you can't always be reliant on something artificial to keep your weight down. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So pharmacies are going to be able to fill prescriptions for medical abortions a little easier. Now, some of the biggest pharmacy chains, CVS and Walgreens, is going to be dispensing the mifepristone. Now, there are two medications used to induce a medical abortion. And I have always said, you know, leave the pharmacies out of it. Let the doctors hand it to the patients. Now, this way we don't have pharmacists who struggle with the ethics of it, you know, feeling forced. You don't have Governor Newsom, you know, getting mad at Walgreens.
and you know, suggesting that there's going to be some retribution if Walgreens isn't playing their part in allowing there to be access to these. It's a simpler solution. Leave this between the patient and their doctor. But, you know, the way the system is we're involving everybody. And so everybody gets kind of in the mix of this. But let me explain how these drugs work. One is already easily accessible with the prescription. The other one hadn't been. Sorry, my allergies. I'm sorry. Oh, sometimes the sneeze is coming. Sometimes they don't. But the two medications that we use, I don't particularly write it, but doctors use for medical abortions is mifepristone and misoprostol. And what some people have been doing is the misoprostol or the misoprostol regimen, where it causes you to abort and expel the fetus, or the early zygote, or the early fetus or fertilized egg. But the progesterone blocker, the mifepristone, is what is preferable to use early on. What that does is it blocks progesterone. If a pregnancy doesn't have progesterone, the pregnancy will fail. So it blocks progesterone. That's why there was this push that we make these medications more available, because they're not estrogen based. They still have side effects. You could still have side effects and complications, but it's not as scary as having an estrogen product. And so people would take the progesterone blocker and then 48 hours, then take the misoprostol, which causes the uterus to expel the then dead pregnancy. And the combination of the two have an efficacy rate of 98%. And the reason why this became popular is because it decreased the need for women to have surgical abortions, dilatation, curettages, and other things. They feel this approach is fairly safe because the misoprostol was easier to get and the mifepristone wasn't. Some people were doing misoprostol-only abortions where they were just trying to expel it. There are limitations depending on your state on when you could do this. Okay, I would not recommend it, obviously, for a farther along pregnancy. I don't really take part in any of this. It's not my background. It's not my training. You know, I'll be there for the baby when they're born. I just, you know, I don't take part in this because it's just not something I ever really wanted to do. But I do understand that there are times when, you know, abortion might be needed for the life of the mother, if there's, if the person was traumatized, raped, and is still dealing with the trauma, including the pregnancy. It's not easy. You know, having had friends whose parents had considered abortion and didn't, and they're alive today, you know, it's so, so hard to, try to wrap your brain around, you know, what is actually happening. And, you know, having taken care of pregnant women and fetuses and done a lot of maternal fetal medicine, I cannot agree with anybody who says a fetus is not alive. A fetus is alive. You see the thumb sucking. You see the baby listening, the baby responding to mom. Now, but I understand that there's a lot of certain indications that might, that there are indications that might need a doctor and a patient to have these discussions. Do I want abortion used as birth control? Absolutely not. We should be able to provide women and men abilities to prevent an unwanted pregnancy and help them out so they don't have to face this decision, which many people struggle. Even after they make the decision, they struggle. I can't tell you how many patients said they never got over it. But nobody talked to them. Nobody really gave them counseling. And they were embarrassed to get counseling. You know, there was a lot of support to have the abortion. But after the abortion, where is everybody? And so somebody who has terminated a pregnancy that was a viable pregnancy and could have been a living child, oftentimes will struggle. There's been studies saying, nah, most people are fine. But take it from me as a physician, there are many individuals that really could use some support. And so this is something that needs to be discussed when you do have somebody who is considering it. If you're telling them, oh, you'll be fine. It's like, having a big bowel movement. No, it's not. Now, so people just need to be aware. But Walgreens is going to start selling this mifepristone within a week at certain locations in New York, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, California, Illinois. CVS is going to start dispensing it in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. And now that people are using telemedicine, they're going to be able to much easier manage their abortion through telemedicine. Medical abortion, though, the reason why many doctors, because a lot of maternal fetal medicine doctors are in support of something like this, it's because, you know, the surgical abortions that have been done have a higher complication rate. And this regimen, though, is not supposed to be done later in pregnancy. It's approved to end a pregnancy up to 70 days from the start of the person's last menstrual period. So we're talking first trimester. But medical abortions are now very common. They now comprise about 50% more of the abortions being done. And now what about the complication rates? Well, they looked at 45,000 women. The drugs failed to terminate the pregnancy in 1 in 100 cases, so 1% of the time. Among those patients, fewer than 1 in 300 required hospitalization, which to me is still a high number. 1 in 1,000 needed blood transfusions due to heavy bleeding. So what this means is if somebody is going to be doing a medical abortion, they really still need to be under the care of a doctor. I know many people have been calling for this to be over-the-counter. Uh-uh. We're not ready for that. We are going to have over-the-counter birth control, which we're going to talk about a little bit later. But no, something like this, you really need to have medical professionals there guiding you, watching you for side effects, making sure there's not retained fragments, and also validating the date. You know, many people will say, oh, yeah, I had a period last month, so this is an early pregnancy. Well, some people bleed during their pregnancy. So I really think there should be more confirmation to understand, you know, what the dating is, making sure the dating is correct, and being there for patients if things go wrong or if they start to struggle emotionally. But that's what's happening now with pharmacies. But like I said, any pharmacy chain that's doing this, for the love of God, let anybody who is not comfortable with it, allow them to not, you know, to have that flexibility. Which is why, like I said, I think this really should be between a person and their doctor, and the doctor could dispense the medication directly. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.